This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for the Supreme Court of the United States just handed down an epic and important decision. And the great part about it is it's not close this time. It's a 7-2 ruling in favor of what? In favor of religious liberty, in favor of freedom of conscience. This is a tremendous victory for the court and for the Trump administration. We'll talk about it. You may remember some of the idiocy of the Obama era when there was the demand that even organizations, deeply Catholic organizations like Little Sisters of the Poor, would be required to provide for any of their employees free access to every form of birth control. And the Trump administration has tried to carve out exceptions, allowing organizations that do great work, orphanages, adoption agencies, hospitals, allowing them to decide what kind of medical benefits they're going to provide to their own employees, and excluding some medical benefits that the ultra-left might like included. Well, the court found, again in a 7-2 ruling, that the Trump administration was in the right, that it was appropriate to carve out these religious exemptions. The way it's covered in the Washington Post, the Supreme Court ruled today that the Trump administration may allow employers and universities to opt out of the Affordable Care Act requirement to provide contraceptive care because of religious or moral objections. Look, this is misleading, of course. It's a Washington Post. Why? Because they say to provide contraceptive care. Now, look, the universities, the employers are not providing that care themselves. They're just paying for it. This does not reduce anybody's access to contraceptive care. What it does reduce is your access to free, in quotes, contraceptive care. It reduces your ability to force your employer to pay for it. You want contraception? Okay, you're going to still have it available to you. You just may have to find another insurance policy or another means of getting it rather than counting on your employer to pay for it. 1-800-955-1776. It's also a day when the contrast between left and right is moving in a very, very dramatic pace to the kind of stark contrast that could allow President Trump to turn around this election. Now, why do I say that? I say that particularly because we're going to be listening later in the show to some of the statements by his former chief of staff, a person that a lot of us admired, Mick Mulvaney. He's now still working for the administration. He is our envoy to Northern Ireland. But no, he's not White House chief of staff anymore. But he acknowledges that if this is just a referendum on Trump, do you love him or do you hate him, Trump's going to lose. He says there will be severe headwinds. But it is not that simple, because what you're dealing with, if you are voting for Joe Biden, is you're dealing with an entire political party that's lost its mind. Now, I don't want to blame the Democrats for Ashama Swant. Ashama Swant is not a Democrat. She's a socialist. But she is identified with and allied with Democratic forces, the Democratic Party in the state of Washington. And if you listen to what she says, if you listen to the members of the squad, if you listen to the outspoken people on the left, it should alarm you. I was about to say scare you, but there's no reason to be scared, because when you're scared, you're paralyzed. But you should be alarmed and concerned, and there needs to be some kind of pushback. I mean, Ashama Swant was barely reelected this last time. But for goodness sake, I mean, really, is this appropriate for an elected representative? For those who don't know, she is a city council member who is so profoundly hated by her colleagues. And she's hated because as a member of the Seattle City Council, and again, one of the nation's most prominent, powerful, populous cities, and one of America's most fast-growing cities as well, she is on the Seattle City Council, and she, of course, wants to do everything she can to kill growth or prosperity of any kind. And in a virtual town meeting, city council meeting, right, she vows to go after Jeff Bezos. They've just put on what they call a new boss's tax to punish companies for actually surviving during the pandemic. A new city tax in the city of Seattle. And Shama Swant has a warning for Jeff Bezos or anybody else if they oppose this new tax. Listen.
I have a message for Jeff Bezos and his class. If you attempt again to overturn the Amazon tax, working people will go all out in the thousands to defeat you. And we will not stop there. Because you see, we are fighting for far more than this tax. We are preparing the ground for a different kind of society. And if you, Jeff Bezos, want to drive that process forward by lashing out against us in our modest demands, then so be it. Because we are coming for you and your rotten system. We are coming to dismantle this deeply oppressive, racist, sexist, violent, utterly bankrupt system of capitalism, this police state. We cannot and will not stop until we overthrow it and replace it with a world based instead on solidarity, genuine democracy, and equality. A socialist world. Thank you.
Okay, does anybody find that inspiring? It's serious. By the way, the Amazon stock price, and last I looked, Jeremy, I haven't seen the very latest. The market was doing okay today. It was a little bit up, which is a big improvement over yesterday. But anybody like that message from Shama Swant? My question would be this. She says the working people of Seattle are going to come after you by the thousands. Okay, Amazon stock price right now is $3,060.43. Amazon is doing incredibly well. And partially because, okay, face it, they do a good job. And how is she going to overturn this whole rotten system from the vantage point of the City Council of Seattle? She can make Seattle worse. She already has. She can harm the city of Seattle, but that's not going to overturn the entire system. And for goodness sake, all it does is encourage Amazon, when they're creating new jobs, and they will continue to be doing that, to create those new jobs outside the confines of the loony bin known as the city of Seattle, for goodness sake. And she doesn't want those new jobs because they're part of this whole rotten, evil, sexist, intolerable, exploitive police state system. I mean, honestly, does this resonate with anybody out there? If it does, call us, 1-800-955-1776. And see, she's not the only one. And part of what's so unbelievably stupid about this is there was something about America, even with our rotten, horrible, hideous system, that appealed to Shama Swant to move herself here to this country for her native India. Do you know that she has said and repeatedly said that poverty in America, slums in America, are worse than they are in India? That Seattle is worse than Mumbai? Now, I've never been to Mumbai. I've seen some documentaries. I mean, come on. We're talking about it was Calcutta that Mother Teresa was in, but Mumbai is hardly much better. India is making great progress with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, but the idea that poverty is worse, that slums are worse in Seattle than in Mumbai, I'll tell you what's worse: leadership. At Ilhan Omar in another stricken city, Minneapolis, calls for the total dismantling of everything that's worked in America. You won't believe it, but you'll hear it coming up on the MedVed Show. politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Sorry, Shama Sawant, the oppressive, rotten, misogynistic, sexist, tyrannical system of capitalism is rolling again today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 120 points, past 26,000 again. That's good news for the country. And because it's good news for the country, it's terrible news for people like Shama Sawant, the Socialist City Council member in the city of Seattle, who is honestly a disgrace and an irritant almost without parallel. And if there is a parallel, it's Ilhan Omar. And she, of course, is in a position to do even more damage than Shama Sawant because she's in the United States Congress. And Ilhan Omar and together with other members of the squad have put together a new bill, well, a series of new bills. But Omar calls for going beyond that bill and basically dismantling everything that works in America and that our lives depend on. And she does it, what, in view of trying to replicate the wonderful social justice and freedom and prosperity that in her homeland, Somalia. I mean, she came here from a refugee camp in Kenya after her family fled Somalia, which truly is one of the hellholes on earth, despite enormous gifts of American aid over the years to try to save people's lives in a terribly stricken part of the world. But Ilhan Omar called on called for this in terms of the future of her new country, the United States of America. Listen.
As long as our economy and political systems prioritize profit without considering who is profiting, who is being shut out, we will perpetuate this inequality. So we cannot stop at criminal justice system. We must begin the work of dismantling the whole system of oppression wherever we find it.
The whole system of oppression. So she agrees with Shama Sawant. The problem is profit. I do not understand this. In other words, what is the problem with running a profitable business? There's nothing. It's noble. It's wonderful. Okay, this is a personal note. I just last night got what really is sad news, and no, it's nobody dying or nobody sick, but it's an institution dying. For years and years, my favorite restaurant in the world was a kosher Chinese vegetarian restaurant. So it was just wonderful, and I recommend it to everybody, called Bamboo Garden. And no, they're not a sponsor of the show, never have been. But we've supported them a lot because they provide delicious food, great service, and it's healthy food, and it's certified kosher. It's a great institution. For 25 years, it's been an institution, and now it's going away. They're closing. And look, what's wrong with making a profit? And she says, well, we have to ask, who profits? I have no idea how profitable this little and wonderful restaurant has been or any other business. But this prejudice, this hatred of profit, this hatred of success, you see, an idiot like Ilhan Omar, and she really, really is, has absolutely no concept of what is involved with trying to run a business. The sleepless nights, the struggle to pay bills, the difficulty if something untoward happens, like a pandemic where you have to close down, where you can't eat in the restaurant anymore. Now you have to do it with pickup food. And there is a great deal that can challenge you if you're running a business. And the idea of, well, who should profit? People should profit are the people who invest, the people who back the business, the people who put in the sweat equity. And, of course, it is unquestionably true that in most businesses in the United States that are at all successful, yeah, the people who work for them benefit as well. How are workers supposed to do better if a business is suffering? And this, by the way, goes to the most Trump, pro-Trump article I've read in the New York Times in months about how the stock market is worried now because it looks like Biden could win the election. We will get to that. There's another member of the squad, And I guess we're doing an unholy trinity here. Shama Sawant, Ilhan Omar, and then, of course, the indescribable Rashida Tlaib, Democrat, Michigan. She is part of this new Breathe Act. Get it? I can't breathe. I can't breathe. So they have a Breathe Act. And the purpose of the act, introduced by the members of the squad, is not just defunding the police, though that, of course, hard to do that on a federal level, but they're going to try. But the purpose is also to provide reparations. Listen.
The Breathe Act is bold. It's meaningful. It's transformative. It pushes us to reimagine power structures and what community investment really looks like. If we listen to our community members and leaders in the streets, we can start to envision through this bill a new version for public safety, a new vision for public safety, one that is that protects and affirms Black lives. I stand in solidarity with the leaders from Movement for Black Lives and with my sister, Congresswoman Presley, and with the millions of protesters demanding transformation now. When they shout, "Show me what democracy looks like," I can't but think, help but think that this is exactly what democracy looks like, a people-powered federal bill that responds to the work and mandates of local communities across the country.
Okay, and you respond to the work of local communities across the country by providing reparations. You know what was a fascinating thing? I was talking with my wife about this, and she made a very interesting point, is there are about 40 million black people in the United States, and there are a few more Latino people. Many of them, in fact, the majority of Latino people in the United States today are either the children or grandchildren, or they themselves came to this country in the last 50 years. They're people who've come here an awfully long time out of slavery. Are we really expecting Latino immigrants and children and grandchildren of immigrants who are here to pay higher taxes to provide reparations for slavery? Is that going to go well in the Latino community? Maybe. I don't know. But I do know this. The mainstream media sometimes gets caught in outright lies. And so does a prominent U.S. senator. We'll talk about that with C.W. Cook of the National Review, coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump welcoming the President of Mexico to the White House on Wednesday, the two leaders participating later in the day in meetings and holding a joint press conference. I'm sure one of the topics being discussed will be the USMCA deal, the new trade agreement that replaced NAFTA last week. During a coronavirus task force briefing held at the Department of Education on Wednesday, Centers for Disease Control Director Robert Redfield reminds everyone,
what is not the intent of CDC's guidelines is to be used as a rationale to keep schools closed. We're prepared to work with each school, each jurisdiction, to help them use the different strategies that we propose that help do this safely so they come up with the optimal strategy for those schools.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Charles C.W. Cook is the editor of National Review Online. He is a graduate of the University of Oxford, where he studied modern history and politics. He is one of my favorite columnists and commentators out there, and partially because he's somewhat unpredictable. And in your most recent column, Charles, had some harsh words for Senator Tammy Duckworth, who's one of the candidates who are up for consideration for the vice presidential nod by Joe Biden. And what she had said was that Donald Trump, when he spoke at Mount Rushmore, spent all his time talking about dead traitors. What was wrong with her saying that?
It's a lie. It's hewn from whole cloth. It's not true. He didn't mention any dead traitors except to praise Lincoln for destroying them.
No, that's exactly right. And it was very obvious when she said that she hadn't heard a word of the president's speech. Let me ask you about this. Today there's a column echoing yours by Holman Jenkins, and he not only cites Senator Duckworth. What do you think about the veracity of this? He says the Washington Post ran a piece by Robert Costa and Philip Rucker that said President Trump's unyielding push to preserve Confederate symbols and the legacy of white domination, crystallized by his harsh denunciation of the racial justice movement Friday night at Mount Rushmore. It's the same deal, right? They didn't hear the speech?
I didn't watch the speech. I read the reviews of the speech first. I read the New York Times report, the Associated Press report, and then that mendacious report from Bob Costa. And then I read the speech, and I was shocked because the speech bears no resemblance whatsoever to the coverage. I am in many ways critical of President Trump, but what he delivered at Mount Rushmore was a defense of the founding. It was a defense that Abraham Lincoln would have recognized. He mentioned the Civil War from the Union's perspective and as a way of championing Thomas Jefferson's Declaration of Independence and Abraham Lincoln's maintenance of the Union and abolition of slavery. There was no defense of Confederate monuments. There was no defense of the Confederacy. There was no racism. There was no attack on the racial justice movement. What there was a criticism of those who have directly attacked the founding, both intellectually in the 1619 Project and physically in squares across the country where Frederick Douglass and Thomas Jefferson and so forth have been pulled down. And just before Trump's speech, criticisms have been thrown at Mount Rushmore, the criticisms I think that were invented a week ago. Tammy Duckworth is on Twitter 5 years ago saying she was going to go to the next July 4th party at Mount Rushmore. So this is a new obsession. So it was a lie. It was a straight-up lie. And it's a shame because this was a good moment for the president, a necessary moment, and I think millions of people have been misinformed about it.
I'm speaking with Charles C.W. Cook, who's the editor of National Review Online. Charles, I was also struck by a headline related to what we're talking about in the New York Times, and the headline's a piece by Michael Crowley. The headline they gave it was, President Orders National Garden of Heroes with List Mostly of White Men. I went to the list of 30 names that the president provided that should be in our National Garden of Heroes. It was actually 40% people of color and women. So is that a misleading headline that suggesting the president, because he so clearly went out of his way in compiling the list to include women and people of color, don't you think?
Yeah, it is a misleading headline. I suppose he would say it's technically true. If 40% are women and people of color, then I suppose 60% are not. But there's a couple of things to say about that. The first is that, for whatever reason, the vast majority of our presidents, and indeed our leaders, have been white men. The point then is that to raise up 40% of people who are not white men shows that you're trying. You're looking, you're aware that not everyone in American history has been a white man, which criticize Trump for that, I think is silly.
You've looked over the list, right? You've seen the prominent inclusion of leading Confederates, have you?
There are no Confederates.
I mean, there are no Confederates on his list, not even one.
No, there are no Confederates. And there are no traitors among the names he mentioned at Mount Rushmore. I mean, you started with that Tammy Duckworth quote. She said the word traitors. Nobody mentioned was a traitor. I mean, Trump mentioned Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. They're on Mount Rushmore. He mentioned Andrew Jackson. Now, Andrew Jackson is not a figure I particularly like, but it's worth noting that when it came to it, Andrew Jackson took the side of the federal government and the union in the nullification crisis. He didn't abandon his post. Louis Armstrong certainly was not a traitor. He was mentioned, nor was George Patton, nor was Ella Fitzgerald. I mean, this was not a speech, and his garden proposal is not an idea that in any way privileges the Confederacy. It doesn't even mention it. This has been pulled out of whole cloth. And I think this is an attempt on the part of the press, an attempt that Trump unfortunately aided a little the day after his speech, when he, for some reason, dredged up the Bubba Wallace story and criticized the team at NASCAR for their stance on the Confederate flag. But there is an attempt here to tie Trump to the Confederacy. You see it in the sheer number of questions about the Confederate flag that has been asked in the press conferences. You saw it in that stupid question from Ryan Lizza when he asked Kayleigh McEnany whether the president was pleased that the South had lost the Civil War. This is clearly a narrative that the press is trying to build, and they decided to do that in response to Trump's tweet, irrespective of what he actually said.
No, I think that's exactly the point. And one of the points that Holman Jenkins makes today in the Wall Street Journal is that it's becoming too much. He writes that tens of millions of voters who plan to vote against Mr. Trump in the fall hardly need Washington Post lies to give them more reason to do so. But millions of others will vote for Mr. Trump or consider voting for him exactly because the Washington Post lies about him. That's the same theme of your column. That's true, don't you think?
I think that's true, but I think irrespective of the elections, this is a serious, serious problem. And all of the responses to those who pointed out that the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Associated Press, and most of Blue Check Twitter were lying, were non sequiturs. In response to it being established that the speech really bore no resemblance to the descriptions of it, people said, well, Trump lies. Yeah, he does sometimes, yeah. Or, well, Trump has said some terrible things. That's true as well. Or, well, last year Trump said this. That's irrelevant. The press does not have license to lie about people that think they're untrustworthy. There's no clause in the journalistic code that says, oh, and if you think that your subject is less than perfect, you don't have to tell the truth. It's incumbent upon journalists, especially journalists who are writing news rather than opinion, to stick to the facts. It doesn't matter who their subject is, whether they like him, whether they approve of his politics, whether he is fraud or not.
And that's because the truth demands respect and deserves respect, even if you don't respect Trump. Charles C.W. Cook, I certainly respect. He's editor of National Review Online. We'll be right back with an encouraging sign on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, in the context of what we were just talking about with Charles C.W. Cook and my quoting from that a very powerful column today in the Wall Street Journal by Holman Jenkins Jr., where he talks about the outright lies that appear in media on a regular basis, and also about the notion that they're never contradicted because everyone lives in fear of being politically incorrect. There was an unbelievably powerful statement today, and honestly, it's very rare that I feel such a flush, an emotional flush of good feeling on something that is issued and signed and supported by, honest to goodness, some of the leading lights of the American left. It makes me believe that maybe our country isn't doomed after all, right? I've never really thought we were, because I do believe God's hand is on America, as my book says in its very title. But today was released a really wonderful letter, and I hope we can post it on our website and everybody can read it. It's called A Letter on Justice and Open Debate. And it's a letter that will be appearing in October in Harper's Magazine. And it was signed by Noam Chomsky. It was signed by Gloria Steinem, by Michelle Goldberg, columnist for the New York Times, Malcolm Gladwell, Jonathan Haidt of NYU, Mark Oppenheimer, who's been a guest on this show at Yale, Professor Pinsker at Harvard, Steven Pinker at Harvard, who's been a guest on the show. Orlando Patterson, the leading black scholar at Harvard. By Wynton Marsalis, the great jazz musician, and on and on and on. J.K. Rowling signed this statement. And it is a statement that couldn't be more clear, more welcome. It begins this way. It says, our cultural institutions are facing a moment of trial. Powerful protests for racial and social justice are leading to overdue demands for police reform, along with wider calls for greater equality and inclusion across our society, not least in higher education, journalism, philanthropy, and the arts. But this needed reckoning has also intensified a new set of moral attitudes and political commitments that tend to weaken our norms of open debate and toleration of differences in favor of ideological conformity. As we applaud the first development, we also raise our voices against the second. The forces of illiberalism, they write, are gaining strength throughout the world, they say, and they have a powerful ally in Donald Trump, who represents a real threat to democracy. But resistance must not be allowed to harden into its own brand of dogma or coercion, which right-wing demagogues are already exploiting. The democratic inclusion we want can be achieved only if we speak out against the intolerant climate that is set in on all sides. They write, while we have come to expect, they begin this way, the free exchange of information and ideas, the lifeblood of liberal society, is daily becoming more constricted. Censoriousness is also spreading more widely in our culture. An intolerance of opposing views, a vogue for public shaming and ostracism, and the tendency to dissolve complex policy issues into blinding moral certainty. We uphold the value of robust and even caustic counter-speech from all quarters. But it is now all too common to hear calls for swift and severe retribution in response to perceived transgressions of speech and thought. And all of these signers, who again are some big celebrities on the left, big heroes on the left, are saying, okay, it's gone too far. The idea of firing somebody because he publishes an editorial in the New York Times that the woke don't like is outrageous. And this comes to, and yes, this has been responded, the Daily Beast, and one of the things the New York Times is covering is this letter signed by so many of these prominent people is being viewed as some kind of right-wing heresy by people on the left. There's a Daily Beast piece, and the headline is J.K. Rowling and Other Assorted Rich Fools Want to Cancel Culture. Forget the pandemic, movement for black lives, soon to come spike in homelessness, and the looming recession. These entitled famous people want you to stop being so mean to them. No, they don't want you to stop being mean to them. They want you to stop disregarding the First Amendment of the Constitution, which doesn't just say government shall make no law. The implication of the First Amendment is exactly what Justice Brandeis said it was in Whitney versus California, that the only remedy for bad ideas, for ideas you don't like, is more ideas. It's more speech, not less. This is extraordinarily important, and it seems to me very dramatic. They write in this letter, which I hope is an earthquake. It should be, together with a Supreme Court decision today, by the way. This stifling atmosphere will ultimately harm the most vital causes of our time. The restriction of debate, whether by repressive government or an intolerant society, invariably hurts those who lack power and makes everyone less capable of democratic participation. The way to defeat bad ideas is by exposure, argument, and persuasion, not by trying to silence or wish them away. Justice Brandeis said, sunlight is the best disinfectant. We refuse, they write here, any false choice between justice and freedom, which cannot exist without each other. As writers, we need a culture that leaves us room for experimentation, risk-taking, even mistakes. We need to preserve the possibility of good faith disagreement without dire professional consequences. If we don't defend the very thing on which our work depends, we shouldn't expect the public or the state to defend it for us. God bless them for that. And it seems that particularly in a moment of national crisis with the pandemic today, President Trump and Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, actually it was yesterday, they had a series of education events where they are making a very strong push to reopen schools in the fall. I think that's very popular. I think it's very appropriate. It again is being miscovered in the media. Trump, in a stupid tweet, name of the game, varied and undermined some of the good work he did yesterday. The point here is he's not directly threatening, except in his tweet, to cut off funding to schools. But what he is doing is saying, look, most parents in America understand that it is necessary for economic recovery, for personal recovery, to try to make the arrangements you need to make to allow schools to reopen more safely. So why should this even be controversial? We will get to that. We'll also get to a scientist, prominent scientist, who says that people who oppose masking should be stigmatized like drunk drivers. Does that mean that there's the equivalent of a breathalyzer? You have to take a test as to whether you support masking or not? And then there is the question of why is it that a former chief of staff to the President of the United States, Mick Mulvaney, actually says President Trump faces real headwinds. This at a time when maybe the most influential liberal columnist of them all says Biden shouldn't debate Trump. Does that sound like a confident Democratic point of view? He says Biden should put some conditions on debating Trump that Trump, of course, will never agree to. We'll talk about those conditions and what they are as well on the Michael Medved show. The Supreme Court decision, it's a decision that expands on the work of Hobby Lobby and says, look, if you are running a charitable institution, a university, or a business, and you have moral objections to providing certain kinds of birth control or birth control generally for free for your employees, the government can't force you to do that. There is a ministerial exception that was created by act of Congress. 7-2 decision. Who were the two liberals who joined the majority? Two liberals there were Stephen Breyer and Elena Kagan. The ones on the far, far left, of course, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor. What does it all mean? It means a victory for liberty. It means the idea that free exchange of ideas, no, it is alive and will continue to nourish this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.